Hello and welcome to our program today. We're glad to have you with us as we study from the Bible. We study from the Word of God. My name is Richard Massey and I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ, located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. If you're ever in our area, please come by and see us. Our webpage is windmillcoc.org. And so you look us up, you'll find our location and our times, and we'd love to have you come and visit with us. Today we're going to talk about preaching the Word of God. Why does the Church of Christ still preach the gospel? Why are we doing that? That's a great question, and we want to answer that. We want to say that we preach the gospel because that's what they did in the New Testament. That's what they did 2,000 years ago. And God hasn't changed anything concerning what we are supposed to do. In Acts 8, after a man had just been stoned to death for preaching the Word of God, a persecution came upon the church in Jerusalem. And the Bible says that those that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the Word. We preach the Word today because they preached the Word 2,000 years ago. That was Acts 8 in verse number 4. Verse number 5 says, Philip went down, he was scattered. He went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. We are still preaching the same message that they preached 2,000 years ago. We continue to preach. We believe in preaching, and we're going to study that subject today. We believe in preaching so much, we have preaching schools. We have at least 3 preaching schools in Texas. There's a preacher's training school in Missouri. There's at least 3 preacher's training schools in Tennessee. There's a preaching school in Florida. There's one in West Virginia. I know of some preaching schools in Mexico. There are preaching school, one at least, in Jamaica. There are preaching schools in Europe, in Africa, such as in Uganda and Kenya and Malawi, South Africa. There are preaching schools in India, the Philippines, and Malaysia. Why are we training men to preach? Because that's what they did in the Bible. Furthermore, we have gospel meetings. What goes on in a gospel meeting? Preaching. What goes on in a lectureship? Preaching. Summer series, preaching. Wednesday night series, there's preaching. We are preaching all the time, every Sunday morning and Sunday night here at the Windmill Church of Christ. We have preaching. Preaching is very important, and we want to talk about that today. We need to understand why we're doing something. What are we doing it for? Well, we are preaching because God commissioned it. In Mark chapter 16, in verse 15, Jesus said, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's why we're preaching the gospel. Jesus said to do it. Luke records it this way in Luke 24, and it says in verse 46, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and arise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. In Mark's account, he says, preach the gospel to every creature. In Luke's account, he says that remission of sins should be preached to every nation, all nations, every people. And so that's his orders. Why are we preaching today? Because the Lord wants us to preach. In Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 14, How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Preachers bring the message that people hear so that they can believe. Romans 10 and 15 says, how shall they preach except they be sent? That's a church's responsibility to send the preachers. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How shall they hear? They're going to hear it by a preacher. Verse 18 says, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. The sound of who? The sound of the preachers. Whose words were they speaking? They were speaking the words of Christ. Preaching is very important, and I'd like to study it further with you, and I hope you'll stay with us as we study this important subject of preaching. I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. If you want to turn there, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. What is the power of God? The preaching of his word. It's the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1 and 19, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? You know, there are two wisdoms. There's the wisdom of the world, and then there's the wisdom of God. And notice what it says here in 1 Corinthians 1 and 21. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God commissioned preaching. God is pleased with preaching. Preaching his word will save sinners and save the lost. And save you and me too. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both the Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. We preach the gospel because it pleases God, because God has chosen the gospel. Some people think the preaching of the gospel is foolishness. Well, that's because they're going by the wisdom of the world. Some people try to replace preaching with conversations. Two people will get on the stage where the pulpit was. They'll take it out of the way. They don't want to preach anymore. They want to get two people up there just to talk about the Bible instead of preaching the Bible. So people try to replace gospel preaching with talking. But notice what Paul says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. What was Paul doing? He was preaching. What was he doing in his preaching? He was declaring the testimony of God. That's what you do when you preach. You declare the testimony of God. Furthermore, he says, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's what preachers ought to do. They ought to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. It's not always easy to preach the gospel. And my speech, what was his speech? It was preaching. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We should never replace the preaching of the gospel with conversations about books and conversations about this and about that. Notice what Paul says here in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 16. 1 Corinthians 9 and 16, for though I preach the gospel. What are you doing with the gospel, Paul? I'm preaching it. He says, I have nothing to glory of. Man is not to glory in the preaching of the gospel. For necessity is laid upon me. It's our duty, it's our obligation to preach the gospel. Then he says this, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Woe! What does that mean? That's bad. It's bad if we don't preach the gospel. We are still preaching the gospel 2,000 years after it first began to be preached because Jesus commissioned us to preach the gospel. God has chosen the gospel to be preached. It pleases God for us to preach the gospel. Woe unto us if we do not preach the gospel. The gospel saves lost souls. There's power in it. And that's why we're preaching the gospel. In the beginning of the proclaiming of the gospel, the Bible says in Ephesians 4 and verse 8, God set some in the church. God gave gifts unto men. For Ephesians 4 and verse 8, wherefore he said, when he ascended up high up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now what gifts did he give to men? Verse 11, he gave some apostles. What do apostles do? They preach. And some prophets. What do prophets do? They proclaim the word of God. And some evangelists. God gave these. God set them in the church. Apostles and prophets and evangelists, they all preach God's word. And some pastors. You know what pastors do? They teach the word of God. And teachers. God wants his word. He wants a human being to open up the Bible and from that Bible, proclaim the message found in it. That's what he wants. Now, here's the reason why. Ephesians 4 and verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints. So we've got to hear the gospel. God set those men in the church to preach the word for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. We've got work to do, beloved. And we need to be perfected for the edifying of the body of Christ. Edifying means building it up. What do we do when we preach the gospel to the church? We edify it. We build it up. And he set those people in the church till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We're preaching the gospel. God set in the church apostles and prophets and evangelists to preach the word to edify the body of Christ so that we can all grow up in Christ and become like Christ till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Why do we want to be in the fullness of Christ? That, verse 14, we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. So we're trying to grow up here. We're trying to preach the gospel so that we can learn the gospel so that we're not fooled and deceived by false teachers in our world. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And so we're preaching the word. God set in the church apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers to preach the word. And the reason is to build up the church, to help the church. to mature Christians, that we be no longer children. And when we eliminate opportunities where we're preaching the gospel, let's say we preach the gospel twice on Sunday. We have a morning worship and an evening worship or an afternoon worship. And somebody says, we don't need that afternoon worship any longer. Let's do away with it. You're just eliminating something that God wants done. He wants His word to be preached, and He wants it to be preached to the church. And we're taking away that opportunity when we do that. So there are dangers out there, and we got to protect people against the dangers. Paul said, I know that after my departure, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And men shall arise from among you, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Then he tells them to remember, by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Paul was preaching, warning everyone. Preaching builds up the church. Preaching strengthens the church. Preaching warns against error. Paul would also tell those Ephesians elders that he was free from the blood of all men. For I shun not to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. What do preachers do? They preach the whole counsel of God. They don't leave anything out because it's all beneficial. We are preaching the gospel today because God commissioned it, because God chose it, because it pleases God, because it builds up the church, it strengthens us, it warns us, it keeps us on the path that leads to heaven. And so preaching is to be done. And it is to be preaching the will of God, the word of God. 1 Peter 4 and verse 11 says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Let him speak the commands of God. Let him speak the statutes of God. Let him speak the precepts of God. You know, when we preach, it should be a thus saith the Lord. That's what we're trying to do in this lesson. We're trying to explain why we preach today like they did 2,000 years ago. Because God commissioned it. We gave a thus saith the Lord. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. And so it's not preaching anything else but the gospel. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God speak. I'm not here to tell you about my vacation. I'm not here to tell you about my diet and how many pounds I lost. I haven't lost any, by the way. I'm not here to tell you about something strange I saw the other day. I'm here to preach the gospel. When Paul reached that last inspired letter, inspiration told him to say this. In 2 Timothy 4, beginning with verse number 1, the Holy Spirit, through Paul's pen, says, I charge you. Now, he was charging an evangelist. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ at his appearing in his kingdom. That's a tremendous charge right there. I'm charging before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead. Isn't that something? That's the charge. The charge before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And that's what God has commissioned the church to do, is to preach His word. He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. We are charged to preach the Word of God. This is what Jesus did. This is what the apostles did. They preached the Word of God. And that's what we're to do today. We're still to preach the Word of God today. Because when we do that, we're going to save souls. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 16, take heed unto thyself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. The preacher's got to save himself. And it's done through preaching. And this is something we are to commanded to do. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 11. These things command and teach. So we're to command these things. We're to preach the gospel. They save souls. That saves souls. We're not here to have drama presentations. Now we're to preach the gospel even though we might be punished for it. That's what they did in Acts 4 and Acts 5. They were threatened. In Acts 5, they were beaten. And after they were beaten, they went back and began to preach the gospel some more. Nothing stopped them. And nothing must stop our preaching of the truth. We need to preach the truth and make it plain. That's why Stephen was killed in Acts 7. He was killed in Acts 7 because they understood what he said. Jesus was killed because they understood what he was preaching about. Our preaching is to be clear and to the point. We're to preach on sin, lying, drinking, divorce, the home, the church, heaven and hell. We're to preach on the worship, preach on giving, preach on God, preach on love, preach on salvation. We're to preach on obedience and faith and repentance. We're to balance our preaching. Preach on husbands, preach on wives, preach on truth, and preach on error. And let's not shorten our preaching service. Let's don't shorten it down to 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Come on, we need some preaching. We need some preaching that goes further than that. And you know, that ain't much time. That's not going to help very much. Preaching builds us up. But if we don't preach very much, we're not going to be built up very much. We must preach, and we must preach the Word of God. We must preach all of the Word of God. We must preach in order to save souls. We need to preach because it builds up the church. We need to preach because it informs and it educates. And we need to preach because God said to. God's charged us to do that. And to reprove and rebuke and exhort. God's already chosen the kind of preaching. It's the preaching right out of the Bible. He's already chose that. There's no question about that. And so we need to do what He says and please Him. Because this will help all of us get to heaven. I want to thank you for tuning in today, and let's keep on that. Let's keep up preaching. Let's keep it going. It's what God wants to do. Let's don't cut it down to nothing. Let's have more preaching, not less. More preaching will help us to do a better work. It will help us to get to heaven. I appreciate you tuning in today, and it's been good to talk about these very important matters. Thank you for your kind attention and your interest. Hear the Word of God, believe the Word of God, and then do what the Word of God says. That's the way we please God and we get to heaven. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Keep obeying the truth and you will keep your soul pure. Thank you for listening today. We hope you'll continue to listen to the Gospel Radio Network and listen to it. It's on 24 hours a day. Thank you, and we hope to see you next time.